out. It's your girl Sailor P, and I'm back with some more Sailor P Tales at Before I Go to Work. Come to find out, if you remember, during the summer of, I think, last year or the year before that, I was reading to y'all a comic book named Naomi, and on January 11th, she's coming out with a show. Although I didn't get to finish the comic book because, the app and stuff like that had gotten taken down, I think. But it's great to see that now we're getting a show after a black superhero. Because I know we got Black Lightning, of course. But I'm glad to see there's going to be more of black people magic and more black girl magic, because they got Batwoman, she's black, and it's great to see that now we're finna get a young black girl superhero show. Hopefully it will be good, because some shows starts off with a good season, right? The first season, and then the second season be like, oh, well, okay. Sort of like Stargirl. Like, Stargirl was a good season at first, but then when the second season rolled out, it was just like, okay, what? And then, with Black Lightning, and it kind of was like, it was good, but then it went down. And it's like, I don't like how sometimes they be doing shows. Like, they'll have a good first season, but then when comes the second season, it'd be like, but that's my personal opinion. Not everybody's gonna have the same opinion that I know. I know that everybody's not gonna have the same opinion. So don't be like, oh, well, that's you. I feel like blah, blah, blah. I know you have your own opinion. Trust me, I do, and that's okay. That is a-okay. People are allowed to have their own opinions. Just don't be rude when, people don't agree with you. That be killing me the most. Like, people be so quick to be like, well, I'm entitled to my opinion. Yeah, that's true, but don't be getting mad when people got their own opinions. Okay? Don't be mad when people got their own opinions. And it's just talk. Ain't nobody wrong. Ain't nobody right. It's just talking. People like what they like, and that's it. That should be the main thing, the main focus. It's just talking. Well, I hope we have more black superhero shows. And oh my god, I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all hear that bumping and stuff like that, that's my upstairs neighbors and their kids. Oh my god. But I know you hear the fan. I know you hear my fan. That's because, like I said, my room in Chicago is the hottest, and most of the time I have to open up my door or turn on the fan sometimes so I can get a little breathing room. But anyway, I hope we do have some more African-American shows. But I want it to be by African Americans. Like, I want African Americans to work on the show, as well as other people. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it'll be more relatable, to people of color than some shows. Not to say that other people can't work on the show as well. It's just the fact that every time, like, we get a show, it's not, the writers be by white folks. And it's like, sometimes we want the shows to be by black folks, because black folks like to write superhero shows. We just don't write about living in the hood, getting shoot up, and all that other stuff. Sometimes black folks want to take a different route. Sometimes we like, superhero shows. It's not just like a white people thing. It's a black people thing too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we want culture in the shows. Just not have it, black people always living in the hood and all that other stuff. Like, we can live in nice neighborhoods too. Like, we get that credit just like white folks do, and we make it out of the hood and stuff like that. Like, I really wish that people would see that, like, black folks is just not just like projects and stuff like that, because we didn't put ourselves in the hood. We were always brought to the lowest parts of neighborhoods because white folks feel like that's what we were, just low and never amount to anything, and we deserve to be in those spots when really we're people just like them, just with a different skin color. And besides, we're the blueprint. Black girls are the blueprint of this melanin that we got. So we just need a little bit more recognition than what we've been getting. You know what I'm saying? And if y'all go come in my podcast and be like, well, you guys always got this, this, that, and the third, you're part of the problem. I'm sorry, but you're part of the problem. If you don't see what black folks be talking about on social media, you're part of the problem. You really are. You're part of the problem. And that includes some of our own, because some of our own be like, oh, well, we always complain about this, this, that, and the third. Bruh, I mean, you're black just like everybody else. Just because you work next to a white folk, that don't mean that they ain't gonna stab you in the back as quickly as you came in, bruh. Not all white folks are like that. No, definitely not. Not trying to say that. But when you working next to some white folks, just be weary, because some white folks might think they understand, but their whiteness tends to show a lot. Like, I have this white friend, and you know, I like him and everything, but sometimes his whiteness shows a lot, especially when it comes to experiences. White folks be the first people to be like, no, I don't think that's what it is. No, stop trying to downplay somebody's experiences. If you didn't go through it yourself, don't be like, well, I don't think that's true. I don't think that's this. I don't think that's that. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Just because other people, especially white people, didn't go through it, doesn't mean that somebody else didn't go through it. Like, stop trying to downplay stuff. I hate that. I hate that with a passion. But, you know, like I said before, I'm glad that we're getting something. I'm glad that, you know, these black shows, especially black superhero shows, are coming out. I don't claim that Charm reboot. I'm sorry, I just don't claim that, because that right there was just poorly written. It doesn't bring no charmness, no nothing to the table. And I know some people are probably like, well, it's a reboot. It might be a reboot, but that doesn't mean that it's good. Did we need that Charlie Angel reboot movie? No, we didn't need that. That's the flop. As quickly as it was trying to be, you know, hype and all that other stuff, that's a flop like a motherfucker. Like, no. Just because it's a reboot doesn't mean that it's good. Okay? Already into 3 seasons, and yet it still didn't bring out nothing. Still didn't bring out not a thing. No witchcraft, no nothing. Like, it was just like a dark show that just has spooky stuff in it. And that's it. I didn't feel no sisterly love. Mel was just pregnant for no reason. Maggie just got on my nerves sometimes. always crying and stuff. Mel, oh my god, Mel gets on my nerves too because she tries too hard in her acting. And Macy, they just made Macy so unsure about herself. Like, if you finna make her this independent woman, sort of like a page and yet approve, then don't make her so unsure of herself. I know Paige was unsure where she fitted in between Piper and Phoebe a little bit, but you know, Paige did her own thing, and that's what really matters of that character of Paige, because she been on her own, she made her own mark within the trio. But with Macy, they just made her unsure. They just made her smart, but like unsure about everything else. Like, how she's supposed to be this brilliant scientist, but yet she's not sure about this, that, and the third. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying, but like, it was just the characters were annoying. They were annoying. Harry was annoying. Abigail, I think she was supposed to be like Cole in a way, because okay, Maggie and Parker, come on now, that was a weak love story. Weak as I don't know what. That wasn't a Phoebe and Cole love story. No, that was puppy love. Get that straight right now. That was puppy love, and it wasn't even love. It was just a hot second. Like, they rushed all that stuff. I mean, I know it was COVID and stuff like that during that time and whatnot, but if you really sit back and really pay attention to the whole thing, it was just rushed, bad acting, and like I said, it was just a dark show with just spooky stuff in it. I'm glad they took a different route, like culture wise, but like, we didn't even get any culture in that. And people even pointed that out during the first season, like, we ain't getting no culture in that. And I'm glad people pointed that out in the first season. Like, nah, you trying to mix something in there, but we ain't getting the end result. And then it ain't even by a person who is Puerto Rican or African Latino. It's by a white person. A white person who created Jane the Virgin. Bruh, what? Nah, shorty. Nah. Or if she isn't white, then still the same thing, like, shorty, like, what? You know what I mean? Like, if you finna put in culture, I need people who are from that culture to put in what y'all trying to accomplish. I need people who know about that culture to be a part of the project. I can't have people just guessing. Or, I mean, you can do your research all you want, but like, even with research, sometimes things change over time, or things stay the same. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't claim that charming dude. I really don't. I really love to see more of is people of color come through, you know, not just with comedy shows, not just with drama. I would love fantasy shows, because I'm all about the fantasy stuff, but mostly we've been in comedy and drama, mostly, for what I have seen, you know, growing up and stuff like that. You know, Black Panther, that was a point in history. Like, yeah, that's what we talking about, Black Panther. However, he wasn't the first black superhero. who was the black first superhero in a comic book, was Storm. That's who was first. Then came along Black Panther. But yeah, I would love to see more stories in that aspect, because we're here too, you know. Like, people gotta understand that black folks are here. We are here, period. We was made in God's image. So if you believe in God, then you believe that he created people for a reason. And stop treating us as though we're invisible. Stop calling us the N-word. Stop seeing that black folks is dangerous. And start learning to respect people. If you want respect, then you gotta respect people. Point blank and a period. Stop thinking that, oh, since my wife let me do this, or other people let me be disrespectful, then you should allow me to be disrespectful to you. Nah, that ain't how it's gonna go. Because I'll give you an example. My neighbor's upstairs. His girlfriend or whatever, because I ain't seen no ring, his girlfriend lets him do whatever in the house. So when we be like, hey, he needs to calm down, he gets upset, because it's like, oh, why are you telling me to calm down when my girlfriend or my baby mama or whatever don't tell me to calm down? Like, he thinks that since she doesn't say anything, we're not supposed to say anything, the neighbors. No. It's not like that. Like, there's different rules in different countries for a reason. And just because somebody lets you act a fool in one country, that don't mean everybody is going to let you act a fool everywhere else. Like, if you go into China, you think, you know, disrespecting people is going to work there? No. No, absolutely not. North Korea, you think you're going to go up in there sky-free? No. No. You have to learn how to respect people, period. No matter if they black or white, polka dot, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's about humanity. It's about learning to live with folks that just are different than you. And that's okay. Being different is totally fine. We're not all the same. We might bleed the same color, but we're not all the same. So, I'm gonna leave y'all here with this. And I will talk to y'all next week before I go to work. I hope you guys have a nice day. Stay safe. If you live in Cook County, when you go to places, make sure you have your vaccination card and your ID. Because they started the mandate about having your vaccination card and ID. So, make sure y'all have that always. Even if people don't require it, just have it on you. Just in case. Just in case people be like, hey, I didn't see your ID. I didn't see your this, this, that, and the third. So just have it on you just in case. You know what I mean? Because COVID is still here. It hasn't left. It has not left. We don't want to live this way. We don't want to wear a mask every time we go somewhere. Then nobody asked for this. So if you're that type of person that be like, oh, this is just a hoax, I don't know why we supposed to wear a mask. Bro, it's the way of the world. And you got to stop complaining. You got to stop, because don't nobody want to live this life. Don't nobody want to be either stuck at home, sick as a dog, or going outside wearing a mask on. When, you know, we're supposed to be breathing air, but yet in the air is a virus. There's a virus in the air, and anybody can catch it. Not just you, anybody in your family can catch it. And if you're not protecting yourself, hey, don't be sitting on Facebook talking about, oh, send me prayers, when you was like, oh, it's a hoax. I don't need to be wearing no mask, or this stuff is dumb. I don't want to see none of that on Facebook, none of that on Instagram, or none of that on Twitter. If you ain't protecting yourself, don't be sitting there asking for no prayers, because you should have been doing what you're supposed to be doing. That's just how it is. That's just the way of the world. Point blank at a period. But, alrighty, I'm finna leave y'all now, because I'm so tired. I gotta go to work at 4. So I'm gonna leave y'all. Please stay safe. Wash your hands. Wash your face. Wash everything. Everything. Alright? So y'all won't get sick. Alrighty, toodles.